Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your first and last name? I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department that will be assisting you.
Okay, the name is Mary Wilbick.
Okay, and give me just a moment. Let me pull up the account.
Okay.
Okay, could you reconfirm your address for me, please?
224 West Garland Avenue, Fairborn, Ohio, 45324.
All right, and so thank you so much for that. And I'm just waiting on the account to open so I can review it and see the details for the account, okay?
Okay.
And I'm still here, Ms. Wilbick. I do apologize. Just waiting on the account to open.
Okay.
All right, and thank you so much for waiting. I do see that a sweepstakes offer was done for a cookware set back in October, which enrolled the account into our online discount membership store. But you spoke with someone on November the 14th and had the account canceled.
That's correct, but I'm still being charged the $73.06 on my credit card because I didn't make the purchase. I don't even know what this gadget place is.
Okay, what date were you charged? Because I'm not showing the last charge we ever billed you was 6732, and that was back on October the 16th.
Well, my bill came through for November, and it was still on my bill of 7306. There were two charges, 1010 for $9.74, 1016 for $67.32. And because I don't know who it was I talked to, they gave me a cancellation number when I called last month. My bill comes through from Sam's Club today, and it's still on here, and they're charging me a late fee for it on top of it. Because I didn't pay it, I thought it was taken care of.
Okay, you said the charge was for $73 and some change. Is there a customer service number listed with that charge on your bill?
Let me see here. I got my bills out here. What I do with it? There's two numbers on here, but I don't know if they're a customer service number or what. They're account numbers, I think, for 1010 and 1016.
Okay, so we did charge you on 1010 for $5.74, and we billed you on 1016 for $67.32. But those are the only two charges that you were charged with us.
But I shouldn't be charged with them because I didn't make any purchase.
Okay, with this account, you did speak with someone on November the 14th, and they explained everything that was ordered, explained that you received
the
gift card voucher.
I talked to some foreign person with really bad broken English, and I have no idea other than the number that she gave me for the cancellation number. And like I said, because I didn't pay it because I thought it was taken care of, I didn't make it. Now my bank has charged me $31 late fee on top of it. I'm trying to get this taken off my bill because I did not purchase whatever that is.
Okay, well, I apologize, but due to the notes on the account, you had the account canceled. At the time that the account was canceled, there was no mention that this was a fraudulent account.
Well, I'm sorry if she didn't understand me, but it is fraudulent. I told her I did not make the charge, so she should have known from that it was fraudulent.
Okay, give me just a moment, okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much for holding, Ms. Wilbig. I apologize about this misunderstanding, but unfortunately, I can't proceed with filing the fraud charges. We do have our calls recorded. We did call in to have this account canceled, so I can't proceed with filing fraudulent a claim. What I can do for you for the misunderstanding, I can do a 50% refund of that $67.32 and get it back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, I would appreciate that. I'll call my bank and see if they're going to take off the late fee on it.
All right, so bear with me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
And I'm still here. Give me just another moment, okay? The refund for you is going to be $33.66. It does take about 3 to 5 business days to receive that refund back to your card.
Wait a minute. Why $33 when it was charged $73?
I don't have a charge for $73, ma'am. The charge that we billed
you
was on
October. No, the total was $67.32 and $5.74. That total is up to $73.06.
Okay, but again, ma'am, this is not a fraudulent account.
Oh, but it is, because I did not do it.
All right, well, give me just a moment, okay? We'll go ahead and proceed with filing the fraud charges for you. I do have the IP address here where the order originated. I'm going to send your information over to your local authorities for so they can definitely prosecute whomever is doing this. So bear with me just a moment, okay?
Yeah. Paper so I didn't do.
All right, and before I go ahead and submit up all your information, I do just want to make you aware that all cases of fraud, they are forwarded for pending investigation, and if there's any false claims or fraudulent charges, there will be resulting in penalties as fines, as long as we're
they
in agreement.
They will be what?
There will be fines and penalties.
I didn't do it.
Okay. I just have to advise you of everything so I can submit up your claim for you, ma'am.
I mean, I don't want to keep paying for this crap or anything else. I just want it off my credit card.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and continue with the investigation for you, okay? Give me just a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Lubick, I do thank you for being patient with me. I did submit all of your information for you. They're definitely going to start the investigation. It normally takes about 3 to 5 business days to conclude. Pending the outcome of that investigation, the 6732 and the 574 will be refunded for you.
Okay. What was this even for?
Again, it was a sweepstakes offer that was done to win a cookware set.
Well,
which
I got
the account into our online discount membership store to where when the charge was billed to the account, it gave you a $125 gift card voucher to shop at our online web store.
They gave me a $125 gift card? I didn't get any $125 gift card.
It was sent to the email that was on the account, ma'am.
Well, I'm sorry. I never got one. If I did, I'd know what was going on here. I didn't get anything from anybody for anything. That's why I'm calling about it. So I was supposedly getting a $125 gift card.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why I submitted up all your information as far as the fraud account. They're definitely going to investigate and prosecute whomever used your information. Other than that, I
can't
explain how the
account was. Fine, because I never got it.
Anything.
I don't know if the grandkids got on the computer and was playing around. I don't know. But I know I didn't do it.
All right. Well, they'll definitely investigate for you. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, just if I can get this taken care of.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.